Brock, flying to the rescue. Doberman Pinscher, South Carolina. Debbie Boys, a founding member of the rescue group Doberman Assistance Network, had recently lost her 12-year-old Doberman and was looking to welcome another dog to her South Carolina horse farm. The dog had to have a gentle disposition and be able to get along with other animals. And when Boys heard about Brock, a young, scrawny Doberman, she knew he was the one. Used as a sparring partner for fighting dogs, Brock had had his teeth filed down so that when he was attacked, he couldn't fight back. Despite this mistreatment, the person fostering him said he was kind, not aggressive with other animals, and only needed time to come out of his shell. I said, "Okay, we'll give it a try," remembers Boys. The only hitch, Brock was in Tampa, Florida. Boys called friends to see if anyone would drive Brock to South Carolina. One friend, John Werenberg, responded with an even better offer. He'd pick Brock up with his private plane. He said, "Pilots love to fly, and we're always looking for an excuse," Boys remembers. With Brock safely delivered to his new home, Werenberg asked Boys how she had spent years rescuing Dobermans without access to pilots. Boys acknowledged that ground transport is hard on dogs, and the logistics are exceedingly complicated. John said, "We need to do something." I said, "I know the rescue side. You know aviation." And off we went. We had no idea what we were doing, but that was the beginning of Pilots in Paws. Pilots in Paws now has an online community where